More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, the comparison game. Are you struggling with envy? Let us help you celebrate the life God's given you. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we are talking about envy on our show titled The Comparison Game. Do you struggle sometimes, like we all do, with feeling like God is blessing other people, but not you? I mean, you know, and we know that's not true intellectually.
Maybe.
No, that's fair. But in our hearts, you know, we feel like, well, Lord, I've been asking you for this for forever, and why did you give it to them instead of me? You know, what's wrong with me? Maybe we find ourselves negatively comparing ourselves to the lives and relationships of others. Whatever the situation is, if envy is hurting your heart, let us help you heal. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And a lot of folks may not want to own up to that big, ugly word of envy. That's okay. We get it. Nobody really wants to own up to that. But is there a longing in your heart, in your mind, in your checklist for life, you know, your life bucket list? And when you see someone else who in some ways actually inspires you to get that bucket list checked off, whether it's for a godly spouse or a family that all loves God together or a better place to live for you and your family or a job that gives you more fulfillment. I mean, none of those sound like greedy, horrible things. Those are good things.
A child.
Absolutely.
A child.
I mean, we went through that for a long time. And it's not that any of those things, those desires, those longings are bad or even not from God. But sometimes when we see someone else down the other end of the pew who has that big family we've always really wanted, that couple that's getting married or having a baby, that house that you would have loved to have gotten, but 18,000 people put in bids before you and somebody else got that house. And we think, why? And how do I get this need filled? And what do I do in my life? It complicates our relationship with ourselves, with other people we live with, because maybe they're not quite on the same page as you yet. And with God, it can really complicate our relationship with God. So if you're, any of that sounds like, oh, wait, you know, I don't think it's envy, but it's definitely a longing that I'm struggling with. So there's the seed of envy in it, perhaps. Or maybe it is full out. Satan's taking the reins and you are feeling it and you don't know what to do about it. We are here for you today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. I will say, being the object of somebody's jealousy or envy can be just as hard. What do you do when, yes, you're getting married, or you're giving birth to a baby, or you've got that house, or you've got a job you love, or whatever that is, and somebody in your life is hurting in that area, and they just long for that, and then suddenly, because you're in their life, it's stuck a thorn in their side, and you don't know what to do. Do you share your good news with them? How do you be a friend or a relative to them? That gets very complicated as well, because you want them to have the longings of their heart. You want to bless them. You want to be close to them. But you know that sometimes your mere existence is causing them some pain. That's not true. It's not your existence, but it's bringing up
that
pain
way.
For them, and it can feel that way. Yeah, exactly.
877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Lisa, as you observed, you know, envy doesn't have to be about, you know, petty things. It can be about those big things, like, you know, wanting a better relationship and seeing the people around you seeming to be all getting along so great, and, you know, my marriage is struggling. It's seeing that all these people are getting pregnant and having kids, and
yeah,
I can't.
Well, I'll tell you what came up this morning. I was watching a YouTube video while I was getting ready this morning, and the woman who does the YouTube video said, and as we wrap up this year, which was like a punch in my chest,
yeah, right.
But what, because I'm like, is it even 2021? Yeah, I don't know. You know, we're all in that place to a point, but what it made me think about is holidays coming, and how many of us either see the holiday movies, watch the Hallmark, you know, Christmas specials, or see friends and family who are getting together with family, and we know our holidays are going to be fraught in some way or the other. So just that light that shines on something we feel we're lacking, either in our relationships or in our life in general, that begins around this time of year and kind of snowballs out of control. So if you're feeling like you want to get ahead of all that, because you don't want to go into that bad place, that dark place, that place of longing that seems to squeeze God out a little bit or a lot, let's talk about it now. Come up with a practical plan and connect you with God's grace for your particular life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And for those who aren't aware, the Theology of the Body is St. John Paul's reflection on what it means to be a Christian in the modern world, specifically kind of looking at God's plan as it was written out in the beginning in the book of Genesis, how it's written in our bodies, and the way he created us to share ourselves with others, and what can our bodies teach us about living a more abundant life and having healthier, godlier relationships, and just, again, what it means to be a Christian in the modern world.
And today, the Theology of the Body reminds us that God honors the deepest longings of our hearts even more than we do. After all, he built those desires into us. We need to trust that he really does have a plan for fulfilling those desires in ways that will truly satisfy us. The problem is that because the world is broken, we don't always know how to relate in a healthy, godly way to our desires. We have a tendency to feel a desire, come up with our own plan for fulfilling that desire, and then beg God to sign off on our plans. Envy happens when it seems like God is signing off on other people's plans, but not ours. It makes us feel like we aren't as worthwhile in God's eyes as other people are, and the devil plays on that, telling us that there isn't enough grace to go around, or that God doesn't really love us as much as he loves other people.
You know, instead of coming up with our own plans to satisfy the longings of our hearts, the reality is we can't hit on the right time to act or the right way to act. The first step we need to engage in as we confront our desires is to bring that longing to the Lord and say, Lord, this desire is on my heart. Teach me how to respond to it in a way that will glorify you, work for my greatest good, and truly satisfy me. And Lord, if it isn't from you, please take it away. But if it remains, help me to really understand your plan for fulfilling this desire, and show me step by step how to respond to it. You know, the more we can make that our prayer, the sooner we can bring our desires to God, and the more we ask him to teach us how to respond to those desires in ways that will honor him and satisfy us, the more resistant we are to envy, because the more we will be convinced that God really does have a plan for fulfilling the deepest longings of our hearts. And because of that, we can make room in our hearts to be happy for all the other people he is blessing as well. 877-573-7825. You know, maybe you heard that and you think, all right, well, fine. But I'm not sure how to start in my life. Give us a call. Let's talk through it together and help you find ways to heal the hurt that envy is causing in your heart. 877-573-7825. Let's bring our concerns to the Lord and start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring our desires and our deepest longings to you. Lord, your servant St. John Paul reminded us that we don't have to be ashamed of our longings and the desires of our hearts, that we need to just bring them to you, whatever they are, and place them at your feet and say, teach us how to respond to those desires in ways that will glorify you and will truly satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts. And so, Lord, sometimes we look around and we see you blessing others and we feel like we're never going to get our turn, that there isn't enough grace to go around, or that for some reason you're listening to everyone else's prayers but ours. But we surrender that right now, Lord, and we bring our desires to you, we bring our longings to you, and we ask you to please teach us how to respond to those longings in ways that will glorify you and truly satisfy us. If those desires or longings are not of you, please take them away. But if they are from you and they persist on our hearts, show us step by step how to respond to them so that we can experience the fulfillment and the abundance that you came to show us how to live. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, we're talking about envy on our show titled The Comparison Game. You know, we all have a tendency to compare ourselves to others and often feel like we're coming up short in some way. If you are struggling with envy, or if you are the object of someone else's envy and you're not sure how to deal with that gracefully, either way, let us help you celebrate the life God has given you and learn to deal with those desires in ways that will satisfy you. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Danny, who's listening to EWTN Radio in San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Danny. Welcome to Mortal Life. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
So, for reference, I'm a college student. I'm about to finish up my college degree. And my question was about just dealing with, you know, in this season of life, you know, everyone's, you know, getting married, getting their degrees, moving on with their life. And particularly envy within, like, you know, desiring marriage and desiring engagement. You know, all my friends are, you know, getting engaged, and it's wonderful, and I'm happy for them. And I'm in a completely happy relationship with a wonderful man of God. But we're just not in that place where we're ready to get engaged and get married, which is totally okay. But it's just, how do I deal with, like,
is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's totally okay.
You what, Danny.
If it was totally okay, I don't think you'd be calling me.
And not only that, there was this like little uptick in inflection of, yeah, that's totally fine. I'm fine. I saw a T-shirt yesterday that I wanted to get that said, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine. Everything's fine. And that's what I'm kind of feeling from you. Like, there's a longing, and there's something about him, something about his vibe that he's giving you that he's saying, not yet.
What's going on? Are we reading into that, or is that how you feel?
I mean, we've discussed it, and because he's going to be Army, so we've talked about, you know, like, we're not in a place to be getting engaged young, like, we should wait until, like, we're a little bit more established. But it's just like, how do I deal with kind of, I guess, the envy of, like, seeing my friends kind of go into this stage of their life where I'm, you know, I'm not ready for that yet, but I do desire that.
Are you? Are, I mean, well, I guess the question.
Yeah. When I'm still not convinced. You're not ready for this.
Yeah. Are you guys praying about this at all?
Oh yeah, we are definitely
together
about this for. Yes, we are. For a year and a half, we've talked to priests at our Catholic Student Center. We are really putting this up to the discernment, you know, of the
okay.
Lord.
Okay, good for you.
And that's why we've kind of decided, you know, not yet. But that desire is still there, you know.
Well, no, that's a good desire. So I guess, walk me through, because you said that the reason you were saying that was you wanted to be a little more established. What do you mean?
I guess just... out of school, at least. I am graduating soon, but he's still got a while to go.
I see.
And so
all right.
Just
well, look, I mean, I think, you know, you're doing the right thing, you know, in terms of really seeking counsel and just praying together about it and discerning this. I want you to keep bringing that desire to the Lord, though, together, right? And saying, you know, it seems like, you know, it makes sense for us on a human level to postpone getting married. It seems like that's what we're called
to. When we do the math of it all, it seems like, yeah, that would be a good thing to do, is to just make sure we have all of our temporal ducks in a row and then, you know, wait until we are established in that way.
But, Lord, this longing is still on our hearts. You know, are we missing something? Are you trying to say something to us that we're not hearing? You know, is there something that goes beyond, you know, reason that you're calling us to? Because it's
God goes beyond reason an awful lot of the time.
Yeah, because, you know, it's possible, you know, that he is asking you to wait a bit. But it's also possible that he is saying other things, too, somewhere in there.
I mean, the image that's coming to my mind as I'm sitting here praying about this is Peter walking on the water. You know, and Jesus calls to him and says, you know, come to me, Peter. And he gets out of the boat and he starts walking on the water and everything's fine. And then he thinks, to paraphrase, this seems unreasonable. And then it's glub, glub, glub. And Jesus has to, you know, get him out of the water because he starts thinking about what's reasonable and practical and, you know, normal. And he can't walk on the water anymore. So, you know, with that image coming to my mind, I'd say continue to really pray and say, Lord, you know, is this something you're asking us to do, to take on life together from this point on, so that we can really live through all of it together, grow together, be with each other every moment of this whole thing? Or are you really saying we need to take some time? And if so, Lord, what spiritual ducks do we need to get in a row here? How do you want us to live chastely through all of this? How do you want us to grow into more adult people so that we can really become the couple you want us to become and the individuals you want us to become? Don't just say, is it yes or is it no? But really ask the Lord, you know, if you are asking us to wait, what do you want us to do with that?
And if you're asking us to wait, why aren't we at peace with this?
Yeah,
you know what is the is that Satan tempting us into something that we shouldn't be, you know, doing, or is that your Holy Spirit saying that we're missing something, right? So keep bringing that specific piece of that longing back to the Lord and asking Him to help you understand, you know, if you're getting it right, then what is this piece that still feels unsettled, to help you have clarity about what that actually means. Danny, we'd let you go with that, but thank you so much for the call. I'm going to encourage you actually to pick up a copy of our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse. Even though you're not married, it's really a book all about couple prayer and how to discern things more clearly together. It sounds like you're doing a lot of those good things already, but I think
that's
it's going to take you to the next level. I'm also going to encourage you to check out our book, For Better Forever,
yeah,
A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, and walk through it together with your boyfriend, because I think that both of those resources could really help clarify what God's calling you to at this point.
Right, and that's part of the, well, what do we do while we're waiting? You know, the what do we do when we're waiting is really enter into a deeper discernment of what Catholic marriage means, what it requires,
and how
we
you have
need
to prepare
grow,
for it, yeah.
And it's a good time to start doing all of that as well.
So follow the suggestions we made for you here on the air, but then if you'd like to go a little bit deeper, like I said, our two books that I'd recommend, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which is really all about couple prayer and discernment, and then For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, which really will help you use this time to fully prepare for whatever God's calling you to. Thanks for the call, Danny. 877-573-7825. What are the longings on your heart? Do you feel like God is not responding to those longings? That somehow you're putting a whole lot of stuff out there, and it's falling on deaf ears? Or maybe worse, you know, because we're talking about envy today, God is blessing everybody else but you in some way.
Feels like it.
It feels like it. And you know it's not true, and you feel guilty for even thinking it, but you're having a hard time figuring out, well, what is God doing in my life? Or even, how can I be happy for this other person who's been blessed in this way? Or perhaps you're the object of that envy, where someone's upset with you because you've been blessed in a way that they haven't, and you're not sure how to deal with that gracefully. We're talking about all the ways that envy can hurt our hearts. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions, comments, and insights about envy when we return after this.
College football is back this fall. Hailing from sunny Southwest Florida, the Ave Maria University Gyrenes will take on their Sun Division opponent for exciting and hard-hitting football. All games can be live-streamed by going to avemaria.edu and clicking on the Live-Stream Football button. The Gyrenes' homecoming opponent will be the Weber Warriors, game time at 7 p.m. Tune in for great college football played by an authentic Catholic university. avemaria.edu.
CMF Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry providing families nationwide with a better solution centered around whole health, spirit, mind, and body. Our members share their medical burdens within a faith-filled community. At CMF Curo, our members have access to a spiritual director, concierge services, and other health and spiritual resources. Find out if CMF Curo is a better solution for your family. Visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Okay, I've been a Catholic for 5 years, but I suffered under a lot of things due to my Protestantism as a Pentecostal, and I just want to personally ask God to bless you for your ministry, for everything you do, and the help that you give people.
EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled The Comparison Game, as we talk about envy, that feeling that, you know, God is blessing other people, but not me, that tendency to compare ourselves to others and come up short in our own minds. If you are finding yourself in that position, and maybe you feel bad about it, maybe you feel guilty about it, you know that it's not true and you shouldn't feel that way, but, you know, we've all been there. How do we get out of that trap? How can we experience God's grace and know that He has an answer for the longing of our hearts? Let us help you find that. Of course, if you are the object of someone else's envy because you have something that they don't and it's poisoning your relationship and you're not sure how to respond to that gracefully, let's talk about that side of it as well. If envy is hurting your heart in any way, let us help you heal. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Ellen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I wanted to describe a rift in my family that we've been dealing with for, it's been over 10 years now. My daughter-in-law, who is 6 years older than my daughter, it became very apparent that she was jealous of my daughter in many ways. When my daughter actually was keeping a prayer journal, and she wrote something very hurtful that she wished the daughter-in-law would die so her brother could marry somebody nice. The daughter-in-law read the prayer journal and, you know, brought it out into the open in our family.
I'm sorry, I have to stop you for just a second here. Your daughter-in-law got hold of your daughter's prayer journal?
That's correct, and that shows you this jealousy thing going on. Yes,
and not just jealousy, that's
a real invasion.
Like, this person does have some issues. Okay, go on, please.
Yes, we know that. She's quite histrionic and very much like a little girl in many ways. Of course, my son is married to her, and he has taken her side in this, although I know he sees both sides, but, you know, it's his wife. So my daughter has apologized 3 times that I know of, and this person will not forgive her. And there's been no apology offered to my daughter for the other side of the problem.
I'm going to ask you to hang on the line because we're going to have to go to our hard break here.
But I
have a couple of questions for you. What I would specifically like you to think about here is the role that your son is playing. You know, now that you say that, you know, he's married to her, and so of course he has to kind of decide with her. But, you know, that's not really true. And we'll talk more about why that is and where you need to go with that. So, stick around, Ellen. I have some follow-up questions for you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are struggling with envy, either in your own heart or you are the object of someone else's envy because God seems to be blessing you in ways that they're not, let's talk it out and find some ways to heal. The number to call, 877-573-7825. We'll continue talking with Ellen when we come back, and with you as well at 877-573-7825.
Pope Francis was asked about this question regarding what do you do with Catholic politicians who have supported laws in favor of abortion and the women's right to choose. So why did Pope Francis not make it clear that those public officials who support abortion, why didn't he make it clear that they should not receive Holy Communion? Pope Francis himself has addressed this question as one of the developers of what's called the Aparecida document. So this is what the Aparecida document says here. We must adhere to Eucharistic coherence. That is, be conscious that they cannot receive Holy Communion and at the same time act with deeds or words against the commandments. I'll tell you, I'm frustrated by it because I know what he's written, and there's no doubt in my mind that he means what he wrote.
Cresta in the Afternoon, weekdays at 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Bishop Robert Barron on the priesthood.
Not everyone who's attracted to the Lord and to a life of service is necessarily meant to be a priest. So there's all kinds of forms. I mean, from, let's say, the brotherhood, if you want to stay within a formal religious context, but then all kinds of ministries within a parish, all kinds of lay ministries that you can do. So not everyone's called to the priesthood. A priest is someone who is dedicated, devoted to ongoing study and ongoing prayer, to be a spiritual father. As Pope Benedict said, one of his wisest remarks, he said, people want many things from a priest, but what they want above all is someone who's a master of the spiritual life. Hey, I'm great at this ministry, and hey, I'm great at organizing this meeting, and hey, I'm great. Fine, but ultimately what the people want is you're a master of the spiritual life. You got to be, therefore, trained in prayer and theology and spirituality and so on.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. Many people say that after baby comes, marital intimacy is over. But that is absolutely not true. You just need to be creative. Greg and I love going out on dates to parks, performances, and restaurants. So after we had our children, we still went out on dates. But we brought the baby along. We sat by an exit, asked for a to-go box with the meal as soon as it came, and brought quiet activities for the baby. We went to a few favorite places repeatedly, and most of all, we went into the date expecting an adventure. While you may occasionally have to leave a restaurant or an event with a fussy baby, chances are the date will work out just fine, and you can maintain the intimacy with your spouse without sacrificing bonding time with your new baby. Your social life isn't over when a new baby comes. In fact, it's just beginning to get interesting. For more Catholic parenting tips, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today we're talking about envy, that feeling that God is blessing others but not me, that feeling that I have this longing on my heart that just is never going to be fulfilled. And why not? You know, why isn't God hearing my prayer or responding to me? What's wrong with me? 877-573-7825. We know that that isn't true intellectually, but it sure feels true sometimes. Let us help you heal. 877-573-7825. Before the break, we were talking with Ellen in Pennsylvania. And Ellen, are you still with us?
Yes.
Great. Thanks for hanging on over the break. So you were just sharing, you know, you have three adult children. You have one son who's married to a woman who is 6 years older than your youngest daughter. This daughter-in-law read your youngest daughter's prayer journal, which is an incredible invasion of privacy, and found that she had said some very unkind things about your daughter-in-law. You know, that she wished that the daughter-in-law would die so that your son could marry somebody nice. She's apologized for that, for writing it, although really a prayer journal is the place where you get all that stuff
you
out
just
and bring
dump
that to
everything,
God.
Even your sinful thoughts, because you're giving it to God, not just, you know, writing a letter that's
so
mean to somebody else.
Strictly speaking, she didn't do anything wrong in that example. But your daughter-in-law now for the better part of how long now? 10 years?
It's been 10 years, and, you know, grandchildren are being kept apart. They're not coming to family gatherings, holidays. You know, it's always an alternative meeting, making sure my daughter's not there, and, you know.
So, all right. So I had said before the break that I think the key here is your son. And you said, well, of course, you know, I mean, you know, before that you'd said that, you know, he's married to her and, of course, he's taking her side. But what's your relationship like with your son?
It was good. This definitely caused some distance. We did directly speak with him on several occasions, but he just doesn't really want to deal with having to confront her. She basically stays away from us unless it's absolutely necessary to see us.
How is their marriage in general?
I think there are problems. I know they went for counseling earlier.
Earlier, you mean before this original incident with the prayer journal, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, you were saying that was a while ago.
Yes, but definitely.
Okay. Sorry. So how often do you talk with him?
Probably weekly. My husband sees him more often because they are associated with work.
Oh, okay.
And tell me, is your son a prayerful man, a godly man?
Probably he would be open to hearing that from someone. I do think he prays, but not probably like he needs to.
Yeah, so not like I mean it, you know, in the sense, you know, right, where he's really really seeking God's will on a daily basis and looking for what to do.
And,
you know, okay.
I mean, they go through the motions at church, you know, they're involved at church, but it's almost laughable to know how she's living.
Yeah, well, and again, I mean, so her behavior is the most offensive here, but the reason I'm leaning so much on your son is because, well, first of all, he's your son, right? So he's got a relationship with you and his sister that predates that. And you know, so that gives you an opportunity to work on that. Secondly, you know, the reason I said that is he a godly man? You know, because if you're a godly spouse, whether you're a husband or a wife, right, and you are seeking God's will for your life and your relationships every day, and your spouse is behaving in a manner that's beneath them, which it would seem that your daughter-in-law is. It's that
by the evidence,
that godly spouse's responsibility to say something and to stand up for what's true and what's right and what's good.
Because when we're in a loving relationship with somebody, but especially a sacramental commitment like marriage with somebody, we're bound by our promises to work for their good, their real good, not just to make things nice, not just to get along, but to really work for their good. And as at least a church-going man, you know, he made certain promises to her, and he's professing certain promises to God every Sunday that really call upon him to say, all right, I need to have the courage to help her become more emotionally and mentally healthy, to help her heal any wounds that would make her so, feeling insecure or whatever it is that she would go through a young girl's prayer journal without ever being invited to, that would make her hold grudges the way she's holding them, because all of those things are wounding her heart and soul and mind. And he needs to be working for her good to heal her heart and soul and mind, not just trying to go along to get along in the marriage.
Yeah. So, I'm glad to hear that you said that your husband has, you know, more opportunity to see your son than, you know, but I would, and I want you to do two things. First of all, I want you to do what you can to build up your relationship with your son. Don't just make it all about this, you know, focus
that
on how you can,
important.
You can build the relationship, because when we're talking about adult children, right, the relationship with our adult child has to be deep enough to contain the conversations we want to have, right? So if we have kind of in general a superficial relationship with our adult child, but we want to have these deep conversations about big problems, it's going to spill out all over the place and it's not going to sink in. So we've got to make sure, number one, that we're building that relationship so that we can make that relationship deep enough to contain the conversations we want to have.
Yeah.
So that's number one. You know, do what you can to build as much of a strong relationship with your son as possible and keep working on that. But secondly, pray for opportunities, and I want your husband to actually take point on this, to talk to him about what it means to be a godly husband. You know, to ask him, is he praying about his life and his marriage? Is he seeking God's will on these things? You say he goes to church. You say that he'd be open to the idea of praying more. But the reality is, if your son loves his wife and your son is a godly man, you know, he it's not about taking sides. It's about lovingly challenging her to be the woman that she can be. You know, it's fine that she's mad at you or she's mad at your daughter or whatever. I mean, we can question the reasons why she is in the first place, but it's fine. You know, she's entitled to her feelings. But there's a healthy way to deal with that conflict and an unhealthy way to deal with it. And running away and pouting is not healthy or grown up. It's beneath her. And a husband who really loves her has a responsibility to say, honey, I love you too much to act like this. It's fine if you're mad at my mom. It's fine if you're mad at my sister. It's fine if you're mad at me. But there's a healthy way to deal with that and an unhealthy way, and you're making unhealthy choices, and you're better than that. And I love you too much to get away with it. So we can either work it out together, or we can go get counseling to figure this out, but I love you too much to let you keep acting like this. This is not okay for you, for me, for our family, or for my larger family. Let's work it out like grown-ups.
And it's not just his larger family, but it's his children's larger family. And when we can, not every family is going to be able to be a multi-generational family, but when we have the opportunity and the grace of God to work through these things, children deserve to be part of a larger family. It gives them more security, more a sense of who they are, especially if they're a Catholic family. It helps them really understand what the family of God is as well. So he owes it to his children to stand up and try to be the man of God that God's calling him to be. And yes, because you're, A, your husband's with him more, and B, your husband can testify to what it is to be a godly Catholic man, your husband's going to have to take some point on this, but you and your husband should be praying daily about this together.
Not just God fix it, but God teach us how to respond to this in a way that will glorify you, work for the good of everybody involved, and help us be our best self. Help us respond to this in a way that will bring out the best in him.
That's a scary prayer, believe me, but it it's a powerful prayer as well.
And I just want to reemphasize here. I know that your daughter-in-law's behavior is offensive, and it's the thing that kind of draws your attention. But the key is really your relationship with your son. You don't have enough of a relationship with your daughter-in-law that would make her want to change. This is working for her. She's getting what she wants. Right? She's found an easy way to avoid the problem. Now, it's wreaking all kind of havoc on I think, on her mental health, on the family, on, I think, on her marriage and family life as well. But she's not mentally healthy enough to see that, which, you know, so that's why you have to work through your son and to really show him what it means to be a godly man in this situation, where he can love his wife by lovingly challenging her to be the grown-up woman that she's called to be in this situation and in every situation. Ellen, I realize that this is a big challenge in front of you, but I hope that these suggestions will help identify the next steps for you. And if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here on the program. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about envy, that feeling that we have when we, you know, we feel like God is blessing everybody else except us. And, you know, maybe we know it's true, maybe we don't. But it sure feels that way. And we feel guilty about it. We know we shouldn't think that way. We beat up ourselves about it. But it's still there, right? What do we do with it? And when we see other people having that relationship that we want, having those kids that we want, having the security or the happiness or the peace that we want, and we don't understand why God's not responding to that prayer. On the other hand, if you're the object of somebody else's envy and it's poisoning your relationship because they're mad at you for having blessings that they don't, and you're not sure how to respond gracefully to that, let's talk about that too. However envy is hurting your heart, let us help you heal. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 37, verse 4.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I have always loved this scripture, but I really want to take it apart for a moment because it doesn't say, dutifully spend time with the Lord every day. It doesn't say, nag God till you're raw. Although, you know, there's plenty of scriptures that says, keep being perseverant in your prayer. It doesn't say, check off a bunch of spiritual duties and God will give you the desires of your heart.
And it also doesn't say that God's going to give it to you exactly when and how you're asking him to give it to you.
What it says, though, is delight yourself in the Lord. It reminds us so clearly to have that deep, intimate, loving relationship with the Lord, where we allow the Holy Spirit into our lives and we begin to see him moving and being with us in every moment of every day. So then our hearts and our minds can begin to conform to his plan for us, his mission for us, the charisms he's given us, and our lives become more and more of a delight because we're living them with the Lord. And then he works out all of those desires that he's put on your heart in the way he has for you.
I will throw out one other thing on this. All right? You know, I will confess my own struggles with envy throughout my life and share with you that what I've always been afraid of is that, yeah, God would satisfy the desires of my heart, but in a way that probably won't be satisfying.
He
wants me to be holy, but he doesn't really want to satisfy the longings of my heart. That's selfish of me But when we bring our desires to God, and again, St. John Paul was so clear about this, when we bring our desires to God, what we're doing is we're asking him to teach us how to relate to those desires. And I promise you that he will teach you to relate to those desires in a way that will ultimately be even more satisfying than you could personally imagine. But you have to be willing to let God teach you how to relate to those desires. Because our plans won't always work out the way we think. But God's plans always will work out better than we could imagine. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart in a way that will satisfy you even more than you know. Psalm 37:4. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about envy. Let us help you heal the ways that envy is hurting your heart. 877-573-7825. More to life will continue right after this.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 75% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
Let us strive to know the Lord. Quick question to you and me right now. Is that what you and I are doing every single day? When you and I wake up every day, do we strive to know Jesus or not? In the Old Testament, in the same book of Hosea, a little bit later on, it's in chapter 14, the Lord says through the prophet, "My people perish." Or in another translation, "My people are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." Not a lack of data. We got tons of data. Not a lack of information. We got a lot of information. Not just about things that are happening in the world. We got a lot of data, a lot of knowledge, a lot of information about God. But not a lot of intimacy with God. Not a lot of relationship with God. Not a lot of friendship. That's the cry of God's heart. God wants to give himself to us in the incredible gift of friendship. And we're not taking advantage of it.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today our show is about envy. It's about the comparison game, that tendency we all have to compare ourselves to others and feel like we're coming up short in our own minds. How do we deal with that envy in a graceful way? 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, I want to offer a word of congratulations to two great members of the EWTN radio family that are celebrating anniversaries this week. It's the sixth anniversary for Divine Mercy Radio, Catholic 540 in North Carolina.
And it's also the 6 years on-air anniversary of Ablaze Radio in Duluth, Georgia.
Our congratulations to Keith and Cecilia Flannery of Divine Mercy Radio and Ken and Patricia Chivers at Ablaze Radio from all of us at EWTN Radio. Thanks so much, guys, for all your great work for the kingdom.
And I have to say, every single one of our affiliate radio stations has the most amazing people who had the vision and the desire to serve God and are making it through hard work and lots of prayer happen every single day. So please remember to support your local Catholic radio station.
With that, we are taking your calls today on our show titled The Comparison Game, as we talk about the struggles we all have with envy. How do we deal with those desires of our heart, especially when we feel like God is not answering our prayers or he's blessing other people, but not us? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk with our next caller, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Colorado.
Hey there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, as I was telling the gentleman before, I'll try to make it short, I guess. I don't know if envy is the right word for it, and maybe a little bit.
I love that.
Well, it says you told our screener that you know that seems like a lot of bad things are happening to your family. You guys can't be at peace, and it's like you're the only ones who are having hardships like this. Is that a fair summary?
Exactly. Exactly.
What's going on exactly, though? Like, what are these hardships that you're facing?
My son, he's in trouble. He was on drugs. Or the leukemia came first. And then he turned to drugs, and things just went majorly downhill spouse. He's in some pretty bad trouble, probably looking at some prison time.
I'm so sorry.
My husband came down with COVID. He's a survivor. He almost didn't make it. But slowly but surely, he's healing, and I thank God for that. My daughter's having her issues, and I'd really love to go into detail, but like I said,
but I understand
where we live, everyone knows everyone.
That's all right. Well, and we don't have a ton of time here because we're coming into the last 4 minutes or so.
Let me
just ask you this: how are you praying about all this right now?
I pray and ask God to help me, help us deal. I seem to be the one that tries to carry the load. I try to make everything right. I mean, from A to Z.
Yeah.
What a wife's supposed to do, what a mother's supposed to do. And
you're exhausted.
Things like that,
you're not supposed to do it all yourself.
You can hear it in your voice.
That's you're not supposed to do it all by yourself. So where's your husband in all this?
He's with his brother right now. You know, he has to try to get out instead
I didn't mean physically. I mean spiritually and in terms of supporting you and all this. Like, is he as engaged in trying to address all these things as you are? Is he praying about all this stuff with you? Or are you guys kind of in this, are you in this alone or what's up?
I think in our family, I think we all pray in our own time, our own way, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he's away,
would he be open to start praying with you?
He does. I just think that so much seems to happen all the time that we kind of lose track of all of us here at home praying together.
Well, the reason, you know, okay, so I want you to really focus in on this because, you know, when the key for me here is you saying that this is all up, that you're kind of the one who holds it all together, or you're the one who's trying to do everything as a good wife and mother. And
you're kind of hoping that everybody's praying in their own time, in their own way, but you're not all praying together. Nobody's supporting you in your spiritual life and your prayer life to help discern, what do we do? What do we do to help our son? What comes next in our life situation with everything we're going through? You can't do this by yourself.
So step one is praying together with whoever is under your household there, especially your husband, but whoever else happens to be in the home. Lord, how do we respond to this? It's not. Yes, help me. Yes, take care of this. Let's fix it. That's all great. But mainly, the biggest part of your prayer needs to be, Lord, teach us how to respond to this. What changes do we need to make in our own lives to be able to be effective and bring out the best in our children, to be the people that you need us to be a model of what it means to be a godly Christian family? Help us know what changes we need to make to be on top of all of this. How do we respond to this in a way that will glorify you, work for the good of everybody involved, and be our best selves? That has to be not just your prayer, but everybody's prayer, especially you and your husband praying that together every day. Secondly, the way you described it smells a lot like codependency to me. Okay, the feeling of you have to be the one who's fixing everything, who's making it all right. That's too much responsibility on you, and that becomes part of the problem, honestly, especially whenever we're talking about addictions in a family.
Yeah.
So I need you to be responding in part to the fact that, you know, you felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to call here today. And so, you know, this prayer about how do you want me to respond to this, Lord, I don't want to speak for God, but I think it's reasonable to say that one of the first things that God wants you to do is go to Al-Anon group to learn about how to deal with somebody in your family who is dealing with addiction. And I want you and your husband to be seeking family counseling to know how you guys can respond more effectively to all the challenges that you're facing and really go through this together so that you can figure out how to support your family in a way that's actually supportive. You know, too often especially when we're dealing with addictions, very serious problems like this, we just are in reaction all the time and we end up doing things that just pour gas on the fire. It's important to get professional support, especially in these kinds of very, very serious situations that you're dealing with. So, number one, I want you praying differently and together about this, where you're actually seeking God's will together and saying, Lord, teach us how to respond to this in a way that will enable us to bring out the best in everyone and be our best selves? What changes do we need to make to be the couple, the parents, the people that you want us to be in this? And then secondly, seek the professional guidance that will give you the skills you need to respond to these challenges instead of just flailing around trying to make everything right and make everybody happy, because that will inevitably make everything much worse. Thank you for the call, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can learn more about all the resources we mentioned on today's program. Check out in particular Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart, which talks about how to have a healthy relationship with all of our desires and know that God is taking those desires to His heart. That's Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart, available at CatholicCounselors.com. Check it out.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.